Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. John chapter 11, verses 17 through 44. You're going to love this reading from the KJV. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, make sure you pay attention to this, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whatsoever and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Stay with me. We're talking about last minute, but on time God. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. Now, this is Mary going out to Jesus. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town. We're almost finished. But within that place where Martha met him, the Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth into the grave to weep there. Now listen to what Mary says to Jesus. Now when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Isn't that the same thing that her sister Martha said? My screen just went off. I apologize there. Then when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, because he's hearing the doubt, he's hearing the disbelief, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon him. Jesus said, take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he speaketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. This ought to be touching some of you right now. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Glory. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Last two verses. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Ooh, come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic? A last minute, but on time, God. God's timing is not based on your time. His timing is not based on my time. In the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible teaches us that a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as 1 day with God. You see, his timing is not bound to our 24-hour day. It's not bound to our 7-day week. It's not bound to our 52 weeks in a year, nor our 365 days in a year, 366 on leap year. God's timing is not bound to us. Accordingly, he can still be a last minute, but on time, God. In the scripture that I just read to you from the book of John, chapter 11, we saw that manifest in the flesh. You see, Lazarus had died, and Jesus loved this family, Lazarus, Martha, his sister, Mary, his other sister. But I didn't have time to read to you because Daily Fire is only 15 minutes. Up in the verses above where I started, that when the news reached Jesus, glory, that Lazarus was sick, glory, Jesus, he stayed where he was for a few more days. Now, he knew Lazarus was sick. He knew Lazarus was dying. He knew Lazarus had died. But he stayed where he was a few more days. Why would he stay if He could have come in while Lazarus was still alive and have prevented him from dying. Because you see, he's always an on-time God. So when he showed up, you heard how both of the sisters said to him, Lord, if you had been here, if you had arrived when we first sent the message to you, glory, if you had come on the scene during humanity's timing while Lazarus was living and before death set in, then he would not have died. But each time Jesus challenged their faith, don't you know who I am? Do you not understand that he will rise again? And they said, yes, yes, yes. We know in the afterlife he'll rise again. But Jesus said, no, do you not really understand who I am? That I am time. I control time. I created time. Do you not understand that I am that resurrection? I am time. Glory. He said, look. Just take me to where you've laid them, because my spirit is groaning and mourning because of your unbelief. Just take me to where you've laid them. And then they said, but God, he's already been dead for days. He's already speaking by now. Why do you want us to take you to where we laid him and roll the stone away so that everyone has to view and smell his decomposed body? Jesus is saying, because I am on time. So they took him to where Lazarus was. And Jesus, being time manifested in the flesh, was able to roll back time and resurrect him. This is an example, only one of the so many examples in his word of how he is a last minute God to us, but an on time God for the situation. He is always on time. In Isaiah 55:8-12, the Bible teaches us that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Neither are his ways our ways. His thoughts are higher than the heavens. We can't conceptualize it. His ways are broader than the earth itself. We can't contain him. He's always an on-time God. Hallelujah. Do you know it? Have you ever come in and what seemed like to be the last minute and made a way for you? Have you ever shown up when it seemed like time had already expired and resurrected life for you, resurrected a situation, made a way out of no way? Have you ever witnessed God to be a last minute but still on-time God? Have you ever seen him do for you what was miraculous, what was impossible? You know them, that he is always an on-time God, even if he shows up at the last minute, the last second, the last millisecond or nanosecond. Time must stop and submit to him. Oh, you ought to be praising him right now. Just say, Lord, you are an on-time God. Say it again, Lord. You are an on-time God. We don't have a 15 minutes let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we praise you today. Lord, we glorify you on this marvelous Monday, this wonderful day, another chance at life. Father, we decree and declare to our own souls, our own situations, our own doubts, our own disbelief, that you are always an on-time God. You remain an on-time God. No matter what time the clock says, you show up on time. You are better than a fairy god member. More abundant and more of a provider than a tooth fairy leaving a dollar under the pillow. You are God. You are God. Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There is nothing, not one thing impossible for you. Even when time has elapsed, even where it seems like there are no more chances, no more opportunities, brothers and sisters. Glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone say amen. Say, Lord, you are my on-time God. Tell him again. Now continue to praise him as I do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Just give God praise now and say, Lord, I thank you that you are my on-time God. Say it again. Hallelujah. Now, our topic for today is last minute, but on-time God. Your task for today is refuse to give up hope. Refuse to give up faith. I don't care what time looks like in the natural. God will show up on time. All right, I love you, and I'll see you in the morning at 7. Share this word with someone else. Send them to feelthefire.com. Whatever you do, don't miss the fire. Woo!
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God. All that